following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 113 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast of the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are a casual podcast. I am Blacklace, and in the studio with me is not Ugly Brute. We are Bruteless again tonight, but we do have Autumn's Bane. Hi. What? Did you
blow it? Stupid Hearthstone.
What? It closed on you.
Just as I was starting to read it, it closed. It timed out.
We pause now for station identification.
Hi, mate. How's everybody going?
No, you do not sound like Ugly Brute. He is not with us in the studio tonight. He has stuff to do. We knew that this was going to happen. This was still kind of extended from his, being such a party animal all December for the holidays. Supposed to be the last show. He's not going to be here.
I don't know. Is he Australian or is he British? I don't know countries. Anyway.
What? What's that from?
That's from Austin Powers, Dr. Evil Silly.
Dr. Evil Silly?
I don't know countries. Yes,
dude.
No, so anyway.
Where's your card? Card?
Let's rewind.
Is Autumn's Bane
a prime example of a lose-lose negotiating?
Me playing the Tavern Brawl this week?
No, but that's pretty close. A prime example of lose-lose negotiating is Dark Bargain.
Oh.
This is a Warlock card. It's a 6 casting cost epic. Destroy 2 random enemy minions. Discard 2 random cards.
I don't have that one.
Now, I don't recall if we thought that would be a good card or a bad card. We may have argued that it cost too much, but this card won me a game today.
Which side was it on? The other players or yours?
Mine.
Oh?
I played it with my mage.
You got it from a... No, how? From a something that had, let's say, a Discover?
Let me explain. No, there is no time. Let me sum up. I was playing with my mage against a warlock. And from very early in the game, it became quite apparent that he was playing a League of Explorers deck. You know, Reno Jackson, Elise, Star Seeker, all that.
Yeah, freaking Reno Jackson.
So, like, before turn 4 is done, he's already got a map inside the deck. And the following turn, I see him actually draw that map. I don't know how I saw it, but it looked to me like he drew it. I don't know. Maybe a graphics glitch.
Sometimes I agree. I sometimes think I've seen another player's card just before they play it. I've had that happen before, so no, it's very possible.
Yeah, or maybe he started to play it and decided not to, but I somehow saw it in his hand. Anyway, it was obvious the type of deck it was, so I had to try and bide my time. Of course, he's hoarding his cards, and he's wounding himself to get more cards, because, after all, he doesn't care if he takes damage. He intends to play Reno Jackson, right? And start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing, and it's getting down there to the wire, and he still hasn't played Reno Jackson. But he does play the monkey, that I've never seen played before, and this ghostly apparition of a monkey face comes out on the board and looks around, and, you know, he's got this monkey with taunt. I forget the details, but it also takes all of the cards in his hand and turns them into legendary.
Oh.
So now he's got this monkey out with taunt, and he immediately plays two legendaries. I don't think they were great legendaries. One of them was Van Cleef, and I forget who the other one was. But he did this right after I had called out Ragnaros a turn or two earlier. So he's, at this point, only got 6 health. And I've got Ragnaros, but now there's 3 more targets for Ragnaros. So there's only a 25% chance it's going to go to his face and win me the game. And if it doesn't, I think he's going to come across with all those other minions and kick my butt. So what do I do?
I don't know.
Well, 2 turns earlier, before I called out Ragnaros, I called out Nefarian. You know what Nefarian does? Gives you 2 cards of your opponent's class.
2 random spells from your opponent's hand.
From your opponent's class. Not even necessarily from the hand.
Right. I'm
sorry. So I'm holding this dark bargain. I had other cards I intended to cast, so I really didn't look too hard at the dark bargain, but now it's down for the count. I said, okay, I have to think about this carefully. Dark bargain, destroy 2 random enemy minions and discard 2 random cards. Why the hell not? So I cast it. I get rid of 2 cards. I don't even care which.
And 2 of his legendaries go up in smoke.
2 of his legendaries go up in smoke, but not the taunt. So I can't get through the taunt with my other minions. All I could
but
do
you have Ragnaros.
Is hope and pray, and I clicked.
And now I've got a 50-50 chance.
I clicked end turn, and Ragnaros took him out. And oh, it felt so good. Now
I'm surprised we didn't hear him cursing from here.
Now let me tell you something. His Reno never saw play. And I've been playing with a warrior deck I found online that has taken these people to legend and was doing okay for me, except Reno never came out of that one either. It's very risky to play a Reno deck. He never seems to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you do the same with somebody's deck? That.
Oh yeah, that was last week's deck. It wasn't Reno that didn't come out, though. It was Elise.
All right.
She's one who didn't.
Okay.
Elise Starcaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, same principle, though, is that you're waiting for the one card that the deck is primarily based around, and it doesn't come. That's just RNG bad luck.
But this Dark Bargain was like the perfect card for me to have, and
yep.
I never would have had it if it weren't for Nefarian.
I'm sure he was not a very happy warlock.
And I seldom get to play Nefarian. It just never seems to come out, or I never have the mana. So I'm glad he was in the deck.
Cool. And he's a high casting cost card, too. Was
yeah,
he
like
9 mana?
Yeah.
Let me just take a look. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to take a look. Everybody knows what he does at this point. Anyway, yes. A dragon. Let's talk a little bit about news, because we only have a little bit of news.
Just a little.
Just a little. Why don't you talk to us about just a little bit of news?
Me?
No. Yes! Diablo!
Oh, Diablo. Diablo Season 5 just came out. And shortly after a patch. So between the Diablo patch and the Diablo Season 5, I started playing a Demon Hunter. Playing Diablo and just replaying it over and over again kind of gets boring for me. Some people can play it infinitely. I looked up a friend of ours who was playing with us last season, and I noticed that he made it to Paracon level 617.
Oh my god.
I couldn't imagine playing that often.
How? No.
But, you know, you go a couple of months, you haven't played in a few months, you capped out your last season, you go back in, you play, and it's fresh again, and it's fun, and there's all kinds of new rewards you can get. So, I'm enjoying it, playing the Demon Hunter. Not the Legion Demon Hunter, but the Diablo Demon Hunter. But speaking of Legion, they've added stuff to the Legion Deluxe Edition. What do they call it?
The Deluxe Edition.
No, they call it something
download.
Else.
Download? The downloadable version?
Whatever.
Well, no.
It, It's the more expensive version, not the cheap cut rate one. So anyway, they're goodies they give you.
The pre-order. All,
yeah. The anyway, I'll think of it later. They were going to give us wings, Illidan's wings, if you bought that digital deluxe edition. That's it. If you bought the digital deluxe or the collector's edition, you'd get Illidan's wings. But they just added a transmoggable helmet that will give you Illidan's blindfold and his horns. So you could look like Illidan while you're playing Diablo. Which That'll is cool because you're killing a bunch of demons in Diablo as this famous demon hunter.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. But this go-round, I'm going to be playing a mage because I did my demon hunter last season. And I got up in the Paragon levels, but I don't think I even broke 100.
No, I think I got like level 70 yeah. Paragon or something, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, 600 Paragon level, just beyond me. Also in the news, here's our prediction. Kind of not really a prediction because it's kind of obvious. In Heroes of the Storm, the big hype this week was the video for Greymane, which leads me to think that Greymane's going to be released tomorrow, Tuesday the 19th. I don't know if you watched the video, but it looks like an awesome Heroes of the Storm character. He just looks like a lot of fun. Did you see it?
No, I didn't actually watch the video.
You really need to. You really need to. And
but I'm not going to stop in the middle of the podcast and do it.
Well, not now. But since we're talking about videos, there was a video I do want to discuss. It was posted this week. It was called Designer Insights, and it was about 8 minutes long, and it was Ben Brode talking about Hearthstone. So do you want me to keep going, or do you want to jump
no,
in
No, you can
on
talk
this?
About it. Poor Ben seemed depressed during that
he
video.
He did. He seemed, I wouldn't say depressed. I would say a little bit...
Like someone kicked him between the legs?
Yeah, well, I think that the fans, or the I don't know what you call us. What are we, fan? What are we? The players, the followers, we're not, that would be a cult, but in any
yeah,
case,
players will do.
I think that one too many people kind of attacked him, because it seemed like he was on the defense, and he did, wasn't angry and mean on the defense or defensive. He was very, you know, he's explaining everything, but I felt that one too many complaints flew in his direction to the point where he had to defend himself or defend Hearthstone.
His team, right.
Yes. To remind people, last week we mentioned that we hadn't seen the next deck slot. We did mention that. We were not coming down on them. We were just, you know, it was kind of an offhand message that we had sent because, you know, they promised us at BlizzCon. But we understand this stuff takes time. And I think what's going on, though, is people don't understand this stuff takes time. And when they see lulls between expansions or releases of any sort, they start thinking that the Hearthstone team is sitting on their keisters. And they get this phenomenal game like the one we just had. My just brain is just gone. The Explorers. A League of Explorers gets released, and everybody's like, whoa, this is fantastic! And then after a couple of weeks or maybe a month or two, it's passed and it starts getting a little bit older because we play hard and heavy for quite a few weeks. And then all of a sudden people are like, well, where's the new content? And they don't really think about how much work just went into the last one and that they're working just as hard for the next one. So I think what his whole thing was about was, in my words, I'm going to say cutting them some slack. In his words, it was more like, please understand that if you don't hear from us, we're working to make things, and we don't want to promise you things because if we find out it's not going to work, we don't want to make a promise we can't deliver on. And that was kind of the meaning behind it, was the fact that they work very hard. They did promise us the deck slot. It will be coming. But they don't want to release something until it's perfect, and they don't want to promise something that they can't, you know, fulfill. So I think that was the extent of the whole thing, the 8 minutes.
Yeah, he was repeating himself a lot too. Like he mentioned deck slots like 6 times.
Did he? I don't know. But
yeah, but he seemed hurt. And usually he's always so upbeat and like, "Oh, this is super fun." And he just seemed like he was sad. So
yeah, I think he felt like he had to explain himself and had to explain the team and just to let people know that just because it's a quiet period, there has to be. They need some time to be working on the stuff. They can't constantly be pumping stuff out because they are perfectionists. That's all there is to it.
He did say he felt some of the blame was on their part for not being vocal enough. But, you know, here's something that's always been Blizzard's problem, and this has been with Hearthstone, with Warcraft, with everything. First of all, we just had a holiday. So the team and almost everyone else at Blizzard was on vacation, you know, because they come back from that vacation, they're going to be busting their asses to get out. A Hearthstone expansion or adventure or whatever, Legion for Warcraft, Overwatch, you know, getting those two betas back into swing. I mean, they're going to be some busy people and they deserve their time away. But here's the problem they always have. When Blizzard thinks that, you know, they need to talk too much because everybody's saying, tell us something, then people take what they say as promises. And when they don't deliver, even if it's just conjecture, well, we're thinking of this, we might do that, people are like, oh, you promised it to us, and now you're liars. So they've made the mistake of saying too much. And even though whatever they say is always going to be, we're thinking about it, we're hoping for it, this might happen, players take it as, oh, that's the law. And we're not talking about the dances that were promised on the box of Burning Crusade. of the Burning Crusade, expansion. That was actually on the box, and they didn't deliver it, and they're never going to because they're not going to waste their developing efforts on that. So they learned their lesson from that, and now they don't print so much that's a promise unless they know they're going to do it. But just saying something idly, oh, we were thinking about doing this, and they get slammed on the forums, 15-page forum threads, people slamming something that might never happen just because somebody mentioned it. So then they do the opposite. You know what? Let's not put our foot in our mouth. Let's just not say anything, and we'll work hard on the game. And then when we have stuff that's ready, we'll let them know, and they'll be excited. No, not good enough. They're not excited about it. They want to wait. They don't want to wait. They want it now. And that's the problem with people today. They want everything now. You know, the internet has made everything instant access. You know, soldiers storming the beach of Somalia had news people with camera waiting on the shore to film a war in real time. I mean, that's how immediate we want everything.
Oh, yep.
And the same thing is for gaming. And people are, not only are they impatient, they have this free forum called the internet where they could get on there and anonymously say whatever they want, complain about everything, make stuff up, hurt people's feelings, even threaten people. I mean, I've seen people on forums say, I'm going to look up your address and come to your house. I mean, nasty, nasty stuff. So they got themselves caught between this rock and the hard place of wanting to please the fans by giving them stuff in advance, information, but that doesn't always work. So they want to hold off and give information when they have it really ready, but that doesn't work. So people just need to relax and play the game. And when you get something new, be happy for it.
Yep. So, if you want to see the video, it is linked to the UI, what do you call that thing? I always forget.
Yeah, that's UI. You didn't call it the AI this time.
Right. All right, so in more Hearthstone news, Hearthstone Tournament watched January 15th. Basically, there's an application on the site, on the UI, that basically has all of the Hearthstone Cup registrations all the way up until, and actual tournaments until the end of March. So if you start, it's going to say, you're going to start scrolling and say, wait, that's happened. But there are further Hearthstone Cup that you can register for. They've got the Americas, they've got Europe, tell you where they are, and there's an application. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody actually wants to join, there's an application online for that.
Yeah, some of the dates go all the way out to March 27th.
Yeah, and that's the end of March.
Europe and Americas.
Yep, till the end of March. Also, they mentioned basically become a tavern hero. I thought at first it was something to do with the brawls, but it's not. It's tavern hero tournaments. It's kind of a fireside type thing. They're saying basically if you're wondering what it takes to card sling your way to the top, your chance to find out starting January 23rd, special Blizzard sanctioned Hearthstone tournaments will be taking place at Fireside Gatherings in select locations across America. They give the details, basically tavern heroes. Anybody attending the Blizzard-sanctioned Hearthstone tournaments will battle it out. These remaining players will be named tavern heroes. Each will earn a slot in the Hearthstone 2016 America's Winter Preliminaries, where they'll join the 128 players who have earned the slots in the preliminaries via the standard point system. So you can get into the preliminaries by doing the firesides. And right now we've got an eSports arena in Santa Ana. This is all January to early February, so be fast on this. January 23rd is eSports arena in Santa Ana, California. January 23rd is the J. Willard Marriott Library Room, number 1120 Salt Lake City, Utah.
They still have libraries?
Yes, they do. January 30th, there are three going on January 30th. Seattle, Washington, says GameWorks. Ontario, Canada, is Invictus Game Station. And Chicago, Illinois, has Pastimes. Those are January 30th, January 31st, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas Memorial Union. And on February 7th, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Battle and Brew. So if you can make it to any of those events for Firesides, you can actually, if you are some of the winners, get into the preliminaries.
I tell you, Atlanta, Georgia sounds like a good place to be on February 7th.
Because it's warmer?
Yes. Because it's very warm there in February compared to here.
Yeah. I'm tired of winter, but it's only January. Okay, so let's move on. I got clobbered in Clobberin' Time. Clobberin' Time. It's Clobberin' Time. Return of Mechazoid. Mechazoid wants a rematch. This time, new allies stand against him. Good luck with this return co-op brawl. It was Druid against... Oh, well, not Druid and Mage allied. Yeah, Mage allied.
Well, no, they're still opponents.
But they're working together.
Right.
Supposedly. You got it the first shot, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid to say that to you, but I did.
Yeah, I kind of hate you.
I got the mage, and my opponent got the druid, and
kind of hate you.
We did all right, and
just a little.
He screwed up once or twice, and we kinda still
hate you.
Did it. He had like
bit.
Six minions on the board and cast Savage Roar, but they all had summoning sickness, so it was a waste of a Savage Roar, but. Yeah, we did it. I thought I just used brilliant play strategy to do it. And
kinda
we won.
Just a little. shut up. I played no less. I'm sorry, viewers, listeners. I played no less than 17 games. 17. I played day one, quite a few games on my own. And I had a bunch of people texting me. And,
well, not on your own, with a stranger.
Well, with a stranger. A bunch of people whispering me, saying, you know, if your opponent leaves, you might actually get a card or get a pack of cards. That I had somebody leave, and I got a pack of cards, and I didn't have to win. And I had people offering to do that for me, and I did not take it up on it because, by golly, God damn it, I was going to just get it that first day. And after my seven losses, I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm done. I mean, I had one where I was playing the mage, and I one of us got out Lore Walker Cho, and I think I had a mirror image, so I got out Lore Walker Cho, and before he killed Lore Walker
mirror
Cho,
mirror image,
of course he's got, yeah, I was the mage.
Now, what's so a mirror image got to do with
not
the Lore
mirror
Walker
image.
Cho?
Oh my god, not mirror image. The one where you conjured the same
manipulator guy? Faceless
no.
manipulator?
No. It was my secret. Hold on. Now you're making me look around.
Oh, the one that duplicates the minion.
Yeah.
Mirror entity.
Mirror entity. I said mirror image. So I had mirror entity out. So we both got Lore Walker Cho. And it was awesome. And he killed the other guy's Lore Walker Cho. But not before he had cast a 3 casting cost restore 8 health healing touch. So now
you're missing the most exciting point about killing Lore Walker Cho.
It wasn't
that he actually has a spell
that will
to kill
it.
Lore Walker Cho.
Yes.
That's the purpose of the spell.
Right. So here he's got that one spell, and before he used it, the druid cast healing touch restore 8 health, and I had 2 of them in my hand because of my Warlock or Cho or something. Maybe he did it twice, I don't know, but I had 2 healing touches in my hand. We had the Lore Walker Cho's out. I had other things that would keep me alive, and I was like, finally, I'm going to win. Do you know what happened?
Your opponent left?
Yes, he conceded. I would have been able to win. I know that game I would have had a win. He left. No, didn't have a win. I was playing
so
next day.
That you can invest all that time and your opponent just
leaves
like that.
And no, I didn't get a pack of cards. So Dusty tried to come to my rescue. And Dusty and I played quite a few games because we kept saying, well, we'll just quit this one if it doesn't work out. And then let's keep going. We'll quit this one. No, we'll keep going. We got to the point where we had these awesome hands. The first 3 or 4 times we had lousy hands, so we gave up at the beginning because we were, of course, chatting and trying to figure out strategies. Finally, he does a full board. He has a full board. We're all excited because the next turn he'll be able to cast Savage Roar, except Mechazoid just obliterated his entire side because he had his entire side loaded with characters. No spell, no warning, boom, his side exploded. I sat back and I said, what the heck was that? And I actually posted to him, what the heck was that? And he's like, I don't know. So then I filled my side of the board, and my side of the board exploded after my turn. And I was like, this is it. Done. So we played a couple more games, lost more. Next day, Rabgar has to save me. He's like, this is after our raid with Warcraft. Let's just play a couple games. He was sure that if he just DC'd that I would still get that pack even if I lost, because it happened to him. He got a pack. Well, it turns out we think they fixed that glitch, because after he left, and this was after several games, and we did try to win, I didn't get a pack. So Honestbane tried to rescue me too. We didn't do too good either. I think we got it down to I had 1 hit point left, and he was forget it. I hated this.
Yeah.
I hated it. So if there's anybody out there who had an experience like that, please let me know that I'm not the only sucker that played so many games and never finished the brawl, ever. I mean, literally hours. I probably put 4 hours into all these games. And between people conceding after, playing 15 minutes and they concede, you're stuck. It was horrible. I hated it. Hated it. So that was my tavern brawl. Yeah.
Well, the forums are filled with people saying that they got it on the first, second, third, or fourth try. So, it's a mixed bag.
I must really suck.
No, I witnessed some of your games, and do you want to know how I won? 50% luck. 50% luck in getting first. An opponent who knew something about Hearthstone, so that's a plus. In getting the right cards at the right time, because like a lot of these games, if you just get bad cards, you're screwed, right? Also luck in what he chooses to cast. Now, I don't know if it's if he actually gets cards randomly, or if the programming is designed to just have him do cards, like, whenever they're appropriate. It almost seems like he cheats, and there's no way for us to know if he does cheat or not. But I learned from the last time, and kind of learned along the way, that if I put out a lot of spell damage cards that give plus two to spell, plus, like, there's a druid card that gave plus two spell power to both of us. So I would do that. I also got lucky with an early Bran Bronzebeard that doubled the battle cries. So if I could do something real good like heal, you know, I'd get double the healing. Having the extra spell power definitely helped. But key is not to attack him with any minion that's beneficial, because you're just going to throw your body against a brick wall and die from it. Yes, mm-hmm. It'll whittle down his health, but you're going to lose those minions. So I had like four. I had Blood Mage Thelnos. I had the Azure Drake. And I had I think it's an Owlbear or a Moonkin or something that gives you plus two and your opponent plus two to spell power. And those Tuskar, the food vendor guys that heal each of you for four. That was nice because sometimes we even had that doubled. In fact, you and I, when we played together, we had that effect doubled a few times. It was just a lot of luck that you need the right amount of utility and damage and healing.
Well,
if you don't have a way to heal yourself, you're screwed. If you don't have a lot of spell power, you're screwed. And if you don't have the right minions, you're screwed. So go ahead. This is how what?
This is how our games went. Dusty, I've got Millhouse Mana Storm. Let me know when you want me to cast him so you can have free spells. Sorry, Dusty, I have five minions in my hand. Next turn. I still have Millhouse. How's it going? Sorry, Dusty, I've got four minions in my hand. Next turn. Have Millhouse. Ready for him yet? No, I'm back up to six minions in my hand. Ba-dum-bum. It just continued that way. I mean, he had Millhouse. Finally, I got one card I was able. I'm like, just play it. It was like, that was it. So, I mean, it was just horrible. Because when you're actually able to contact each other and you can bounce off of each other. Now, even if I was a horrible, horrible player, and I'm not really that bad a player, but even if I was a horrible player, Dusty's a good player. So he could have, me telling him what I had, could have walked me through it. But when you got crap, and no matter how many turns you take or how many times you, how many games you try, it's just, I don't know, that random number generator just did not like it. And as Autumn's been, you just said in chat, at least last time you got a pack for trying. After playing for 15 minutes, if my opponent, who's a random opponent, concedes, I felt really, really let down. Because, yeah, last time there was a co-op, you got it for trying. This time, no, you were screwed. And after 17 games, I was like, really? I felt like a total idiot.
Yeah, I think they need a mechanism in there. If you give it the college try over and over again, and your opponents keep leaving on you, or you just have bad luck and you lose over and over again. I mean, give us a pack if we win, but if you have like 15 losses racked up, give us a pity pack.
A pity pack. Here's the real thing. They really twisted the knife too. Because on one of the startup screens, it said, while it was rolling for my opponent, it said something that I was very excited to announce to everybody. For every three games you win in Tavern Brawl, you'll now earn 10 gold just like in play mode, which is awesome. So it's incentive. If you don't only have the chance just to win one pack and you're done, if you keep playing Tavern Brawl and you win three games, you get 10 gold. That didn't do jack crap for me this time. I was like, yeah, just turn the knife a little bit harder because I didn't even win one.
Yeah, well, but that'll be for future
awesome.
Brawls.
I'm really excited. I'm very excited that for, you know, future Tavern Brawls, every three you win, you get gold.
Yeah, the other thing is they said at BlizzCon that they were going to look for a way that you could communicate with your opponent. And that didn't happen either.
No, the only way I was able to communicate with Dusty was just because we're BattleNet friends.
Right.
So,
but if you're not friends, and when you first meet this person, well, I don't know. I suppose you can invite him to be a friend right then and there. No, because you can't see his battle tag number.
Who was talking to us last night? I don't know if it was in an actual conversation or if it was somebody whispering. I was talking to someone yesterday who said that the first person they played just didn't even get that it was supposed to be a co-op, that he would heal the other person and the other person would just say thank you, but never did anything to reciprocate or it kept attacking his other minions or, you know, thinking that, I don't know, he was just acting as if he thought it was a regular game. So
well,
he lost the first game for that.
He didn't read the few but brief rules there were at the beginning.
Yeah,
he
somebody was playing somebody and yesterday, and that he was actually doing, you know, he's doing bad. Sorry about that. So, what happened was he said that it was bad manners going on, and that it was just obvious that the person did not know that they were supposed to be working in, you know, together to kill him. So that was sad.
No, that's not obvious. It could have been a troll.
That too. I'll give you that.
In this game, I do not put it past anyone to troll you.
It's true. Hey, on a happier note, I did have a really cool... I had a good screenshot of the week. It wasn't necessarily the play of the week, although I did win the game, hands down. It was great. But I have this great screenshot that I wanted to tell you about.
Go ahead. Tell me.
I was playing my mage. I had a knife juggler. And a knife juggler, and a flame waker, and a flame waker, and a mirror image, and a mirror image. Just lined up perfectly, two by two. It was so cool. And in my hand, I had a frostbolt and a fireball. So, and the poor rogue was already down to 16, and I had that board, so they not knowing that I had a fireball and a frostbolt, which would have, of course, aside from the damage to them, would have given him 4 more damage because he had no other minions out. I don't think he had
so from the knife juggler and from the flame waker.
No, from the flame wakers. Just the two flame wakers alone would have done 4 more damage from the fireball and 4 more damage from the frostbolt.
Right.
So it was fun. It just looked pretty to see them all lined up in a row like that. And he didn't have any minions out. So there was not a lot. He had like a 1-2 weapon. I almost sent it as a on Twitter. Almost tweeted, but I didn't. So let's see what else to talk about. I did not play with anybody's deck this week. I did try to build someone's deck, but after I substituted the first card I was missing and then found I was missing 7 others, and I realized that I would have been totally revamping the deck as opposed to playing with somebody's deck, so I did not do one this week. However, Violet Fire has been patiently waiting in the winds with a druid deck. I have no druid decks at all. This evening, right before we went online live tonight, I put together her deck. I wasn't missing a single card. So I will be playing with her deck this week. Didn't I already play with her deck? I thought it was all excited about playing with another frost deck. Now I'm confused because you said I didn't, and now I'm starting to think I did.
No, I said it was in the inbox. I didn't say you didn't do it.
Ruh-roh! I might be playing with her deck again because I need decks to play with. So I have to look back and see if I did. Now I'm not sure.
Yeah, you were talking about having played another girl's deck, so maybe that's it and you just didn't take it out of the queue.
Well, I will be playing with her deck because I built it again. How's that? And, I'll talk about it all over again. And you all have to listen to me next week talk about her deck again. Unless somebody else sends me a deck to play with. Because I am low on decks. I need to play with people's decks. I get very bored. That's all I've got, Ms. Bane. Do you have more?
More.
I don't know. More Hearthstone, more news, more...
No,
well, we
I'm
spoke
just,
about Greymane.
I'm just waiting for the next thing, and I think Ben Brode and his team need to get off their butts and, oh, wait a second.
Oh, no. And I did play with Violet Fire's deck for episode 105.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to dig that hole any deeper for you.
Well, you're the one who told me I didn't play with her deck, so
no,
I
didn't. Let's not argue. We don't have a marriage counselor on the air.
Mac.
All I said was you left it in the inbox. That
you. No, that's what you said tonight. Nope. Anyway, well, I got all excited again because I guess I had deleted the deck and didn't have a druid to play with, so I'm going to play with her deck all over again. So there. But I do need decks for people, you know, for keep Black Lace occupied. Also, if you would send us, you know, again, we are still looking for plays of the week and embarrassing moments, and Ugly Brutish will be back with us next week because we miss him, and we would not be at 45 minutes into the show and not have anything else to say if Ugly Brute was here, because he has a lot to say.
Yeah.
We miss you, Ugly Brute. We will see you next week. If Autumn Zane truly has nothing else to say, which is very rare.
No, I think we said all the news, what little there is.
All right. Well then, until next time, you can find us at awohearthstone.com. You can find us on hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights live at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Twitch TV, Hollowsweet Media, and you can be watching Micmac play games while we are talking. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook at awohearthstone, on Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. And as usual, special thanks to Hollowsweet Media, our producer Xander, the man behind the curtains, and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits, and Micmac, who is listening to us and chatting with us in the chat room, but we cannot drag back onto the show because he actually has a real job now, and school and all that stuff. Anyway, thank you for always sending us your Twitch feeds so that people can watch you play. I am Black Lace. As always, happy hearthing.
Bye all. See you next week.
Production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.